The Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 13. On that day Jesus went out of the house and sat by the seaside, and large crowds gathered to him, so that he entered into a boat and sat, and all the crowd stood on the beach. Then he spoke many things to them in parables, saying, Look, the sower went out to sow, and as he sowed, some seeds fell on the hard-packed pathway, and the birds came and devoured them. Others fell in rocky places where they did not have much soil. They sprung up quickly because they had no depth of soil, but when the sun rose they were scorched, and because they had no root, they withered away. Others fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked them. Still others fell on good ground and produced fruit, some 100 times more, some 60, and some 30. You as hearing ears, let him hear. Later the disciples came and said to him, Why do you speak to them in parables? So he answered and said to them, It is granted to you to know the mysteries of the kingdom which comes from the heavens, but it is not granted to them. For whoever holds securely unto what he has received from God, more will be given to him, and he will have an abundance. But whoever does not hold unto what God has revealed to him, even what he has will be taken away from him. Therefore I speak to them in parables, because seeing they do not see, and hearing they do not hear, neither do they understand. And in them the prophecy of Isaiah is fulfilled, which says, By hearing you will hear, yet will in no way understand, and seeing you will see, yet will in no way perceive. For this people's heart has become calloused, their ears are hard of hearing, and they have closed their eyes. Therefore they cannot perceive with their eyes, hear with their ears, or understand with their heart, so that they would turn around, and I could heal them. That's a quote from Isaiah chapter 6, verses 9 and 10. But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. For truly I say to you that many prophets and righteous men desired to see the things which you see, and didn't see them, and to hear the things which you hear, and didn't hear them. You then understand the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, then the evil one comes and snatches away what has been sown in his heart. This is the word that was sown on the hard-packed pathway. And that which was sown on the rocky places, this is he who hears the word and right away receives it with joy, but he has no root in himself, so he persists for a while. But when tribulation or persecution arises because of the word, he stumbles very quickly. And the word that was sown among the thorns, this is he who hears the word, but the cares of the world and the deceitfulness of pursuing wealth choke the word, and he becomes unfruitful. And the word that was sown upon the good ground is he who hears the word and understands it. This one genuinely bears fruit, some producing 100 times as much, some 60, and some 30. He set before them another parable, saying, The kingdom which comes from the heavens is like a man who sowed good seed in his field. But while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares also among the wheat, and went away. But when the first blade sprang up and produced fruit, then the tares also appeared. And the servants of the landowner came and said to him, Sir, didn't you sow good seed in your field? Why then does it have tares? And he said to them, An enemy has done this. So the servants said to him, Do you want us to go and gather them up? But he replied, No, since while you are gathering up the tares, you might pull up the wheat together with them. Let both grow together until the harvest. At the harvest time I will say to the reapers, Gather the tares up first, and bind them in bundles in order to burn them, but gather the wheat into my barn. He said another parable before them, saying, The kingdom which comes from the heavens is like a mustard seed which a man took and sowed in his field. This is one of the smallest of all seeds, but when it is grown, it is larger than the herbs and becomes a tree, so that the birds of the heaven come and live in its branches. He spoke another parable to them. The kingdom which comes from the heavens is like some yeast, which a woman took and hid in 3 measures of meal, until it was all leavened. All these things Jesus spoke to the crowds in parables, and he spoke nothing to them without using a parable, so that which was spoken through the prophet might be fulfilled. I will open my mouth in parables. I will utter things which have been hidden from the foundation of the world. That's a quote from Psalm 78, verse 2. Then he left the crowds and went into the house, and his disciples came to him, saying, Explain to us the parable of the tares in the field. So he answered and said, He who sows the good seed is the Son of Man, and the field is the world. The good seed, these are the sons of the kingdom, and the tares are the sons of the evil one. The enemy who sowed them is the devil, and the harvest is at the end of the age. The reapers are angels. Therefore, as the tares are gathered up and burned with fire, so will it be at the end of the age. The Son of Man will send out his angels, and they will gather out of his kingdom all the ones who lead others into sin, and those who practice sin themselves, and will throw them into the furnace of fire. There will be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Then the righteous will shine brightly like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. He who has hearing ears, let him hear. The kingdom which comes from the heavens is like a treasure hidden in the field, which a man found and rehid. And in his joy he goes and sells everything he has and buys that field. Again, the kingdom which comes from the heavens is like a man who is a merchant seeking the best pearls. And having found one pearl of extremely great value, he went and sold all he had and bought it. Again, the kingdom which comes from the heavens is like a net that was cast into the sea and gathered up many different kinds of fish. When it was filled, they drew it up on the beach. Then they sat down and separated the good ones into containers, but the bad ones they threw away. So will it be in the end of the age. The angels will come and separate the morally derelict from among the righteous, and will throw them into the furnace of fire. There will be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Have you understood all these things? They replied to him, Yes. Then he said to them, Therefore every student of the Scriptures who has been made a disciple of the kingdom which comes from the heavens is like a man who is the master of a household, who brings forth out of his treasury both new things and old. Afterward, when Jesus had finished these parables, he left there. And coming to his own hometown, he taught them in their synagogue in such a way that they were astonished and said, Where has this man gotten this wisdom and these mighty works? Isn't this the woodworker's son? Isn't his mother called Mary, and his brothers James, Joseph, Simon, and Judas? And his sisters, aren't they all here with us? Where then has this man gotten all these things? And they were offended with him. But Jesus said to them, A prophet is not without honor, except in his own hometown and in his own house. And he did not do many mighty works there because of their unbelief. This is the end of Matthew chapter 13.
The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries, not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor. We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version in its entirety is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.